And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he's with us here quite often speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Well, good morning. How is you?
Well, good morning. I is fine.
That's good. What do you think about the weather? What's going to happen?
I think it's going to be high in the low 80s today.
High in the low 80s?
Yes.
Well, what if it's low in the high 90s?
It could be that, but it won't be.
I see. So, predicting the precipitation, eh?
And it's going to be a little cloudy.
Okay. So, what do you want to know about?
What's going on this weekend?
Well, I think the Santa Fe Opera's got another play going on. It's called Salome. You know anything about that dame?
Oh, yeah. That is one heavy-duty opera.
Tell me that story.
It's too long to tell. Go listen to the podcast of Desiree Mays talking about Salome.
Okay. Well, that opens at the opera.
But there is a beheading.
A beheading?
Yeah. There's a head on a plate. I'm just saying.
Oh, some guy lost his head already, dame, huh? Coincidentally, Al Pacino is coming to the CCA Sunday because he's going to unveil two documentaries he made about Salome. And then he's going to talk afterward in a little conversation. And that's Sunday. I think the screening start at 3:30.
Is that kind of sold out?
It probably is sold out. Okay, let's talk about Alfred Hitchcock.
But you can call 982-1338, which is the CCA, to find out more information.
All right, what's one of your favorite Hitchcock pictures?
Notorious.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Pick another one.
Pick another one. What's the Topaz? Is that him?
Oh, that's unusual. That's an unusual choice. That's from the late 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you one more try. Come on, three guesses.
Oh, come on. What are you trying to
say
do?
Say the magic title and you'll win $100. What about Rear Window? Where does that stand in your pantheon?
Yeah, that's good, too. I love Alfred Hitchcock. Some of them have weathered better than others.
Well, the CCA is playing it as part of their Altair series.
So
if you want to always go see the Rear Window with James Stewart and Grace Kelly. Nice little picture from 1954.
How about Lamplight?
It's over at
CCA. That one's scary.
Hey, Lamplight. Is that one of the British pictures?
Is that not Hitchcock?
That's not ringing a bell.
Oh, okay. Anyway. It's one about a guy who makes his wife think she's going crazy.
You're talking about Gaslight?
I mean Gaslight.
Yeah, that's not Hitchcock, but it's close. You're thinking of Suspicion with Cary Grant and Joan Fontaine, where
she thinks her husband's
going to murder her. And in fact, in reality, that's how the movie was supposed to end. But then people said, oh, Cary Grant can't be a murderer, so they changed it to a really bad ending.
So, meanwhile, what we have here is only one movie of these many silly movies that we've talked about.
Oh, so we should get back to what's actually occurring.
Yes, what actually is occurring
in our fantasy life. Okay.
Let's not talk about our fantasy life.
Oh, Mary Charlotte. okay, Santa Fe Bandstand. They're now doing Tuesday through Fridays, whereas they used to do Mondays through Thursdays. It's free. It's on the plaza. It's music. It usually starts at 6 p.m. and then the second band at 7 p.m. Tonight is Soul Fire at 6 and L'Ombre del Sol at 7:15.
Nice.
Totally free. Go on down there. Support them. It's great to hear the music outdoors. If they are going to cancel due to rain, which I'm not suggesting they are, they usually post that by 5:30. So keep an eye on that. But even so, head on down to the plaza. It's a good way to get people out and about. Again, it's every Tuesday through Friday night, and also twice a week at noon, which I think is Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tonight at 5 o'clock, there is an opening reception for an exhibition called Cause and Effect, a photographic exhibition studying the effects of anthropogenic climate change at Verve Gallery. And Verve Gallery is on East Marcy Street. And I actually have had the chance to see that show already. It's 219 East Marcy Street, and it is fantastic.
It's the cover story of the New Mexican today, not in the Pasatiempo, but it's in the main New Mexican cover story. Stacey Matlock did a great job. The reception is 5 through 7, and the show runs through September 5th, which is roughly Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
There's a lot of art openings tonight. Let's run through a few of them real fast. There's New Deal Art. If you're interested in photos of, you remember the New Deal, Roosevelt's
Yes, I remember the New Deal.
Why do I feel like right now I'm getting a bad deal? Roosevelt's efforts to put everybody to work through the Works Progress Administration. So people took photos of the art that was created, and there's going to be an opening at Backstreet Bistro, one of our favorite places on Camino de los Marques.
Nice.
5:30 to 7:30 tonight. You can head over to New Art Gallery tonight to see To Open the Eternal Worlds, paintings by Alexandra Eldridge, 5 to 7. That's up on Canyon Road.
Yay.
And the Teresa Neptune Studio. I love that title. They're doing a closer look, which is photos by Neptune and prints by Linda Hunsaker. Reception 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's also up on Canyon Road. Turner Gallery, Carroll Gallery on Canyon Road has Migratory Seeds. And the Owens Gallery on Marcy Street has American Modernist, which includes some work by Georgia O'Keeffe, reception 5 to 7. You can get a list of most art openings in the Pasatiempo today, page 64.
At the Santa Fe Art Institute on Thursday of next week, at 7 o'clock in the evening, it's SFAI 140, and a bunch of different presenters basically get up, and they have 140 seconds to make a presentation on a subject of their designing, and it's with, you know, slides and photographs and things like that, and 140 seconds seems like it's really quick, but people can get incredible stories out, and there's one after another. So that's at the Santa Fe Art Institute. For more information, sfai.org.
That's 2 minutes and 20 seconds to get your story out. Mm-hmm. That's like pitching a screenplay.
Kind of like that.
All right, I'm going to take a sip of water. Talk to me about the Kitty of the Week.
Oh, let me see what the Kitty of the
my
Week...
My sip is done. I'm sorry, you lost your
moment.
Hey! All right, let's say that you really like The Wizard of Oz, the old movie, and your kids like it so much they want to go see, like, it done live. Well, even though all those actors are dead, the Pandemonium Players is doing, which is a kid and teen company. They're performing the stage version of The Wizard of Oz at the James A. Little this weekend. That's Chris Leslie's company, 7 o'clock. Children under 12 is cheaper than regular people. We don't put the prices on the air. That's going to run through the end of July, Fridays through Sundays. And, I think I've seen some of the Pandemonium shows, and they're really good. And if you like The Wizard of Oz live, then you should go. The Saturday matinees are 2 o'clock. Take your kids to see it. I swear the flying monkeys won't fly into the theater and get them, I don't think.
Well, that's good, because that was one scary movie when I was a little kid.
Because of the flying monkeys?
Yeah, and because of the Wicked Witch and all the scary things.
But that's when we were like 28 or 29, right? When we were little?
I don't think you were very little at that point.
Oh, well, I guess I'm just sort of, you know.
You might maybe at heart and mind.
Yes.
Okay, this week's featured cat of the week is Firefly.
Ready?
She's a bit shy, but when you catch her, she rolls over and she wants to cuddle and be petted. She gets along quite well with other cats. She has a short coat, brown tabby markings, and she's about 3 years old. If you would like to adopt Firefly, you can call 505-316-2281. You can go to fnfnm.org. That stands for Felines and Friends New Mexico.
I was doing the Three Stooges theme like a kitty cat. How was that?
Oh, that was just exquisite. It was so moving.
Why are you moving away from the table? Come back over here, you. The Busy McCarroll Band, cool pop and jazz, 6 o'clock tonight at the Second Street Brewery. That's the original. The Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard has the Moscow Mules, 7 to 10. There's no cover. The Shiners Club Band is playing at the Skylight. Ragtime tunes at 4:30 today. That's cool. Tonight is the Wonderful Vanilla Pop, the Las Vegas Style Lounge Act. Those guys have been around 10 or 12 years, and they are so cool and so much fun. You can always catch Doug Montgomery at Vanessa. He's there tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. JJ and the Hooligans, great dance, rock and roll, blues music at the El Farol, 9 o'clock, slight cover charge. It's a lot of fun. I love going there, and JJ's and her band are terrific. And finally, Nacho Mendez is at the Montecito Starlight Lounge at 7 p.m. Though I must admit, I don't know exactly where. Oh, that's on Rodeo Road. That's on Rodeo Road.
Okay.
So there's some music to go to tonight. There's art galleries, and then, as we said, there's the opera.
Did you mention David Geist Cabaret?
Where is he at?
He's at Pranzo.
It's 6 to 9 p.m. Call for cover charge.
Yep. And he is there pretty much every Friday, I think every Friday and Saturday.
And Charles Tishner, it turns out, is that...
Oh, no, but it's the last gig for a couple of weeks. He's going back east for a bit, and then we'll be back.
Well, then you should go see his last gig.
Yeah.
And Charles Tishner to El Agave tonight, Mexican restaurant, 6 to 9 p.m.
Excellent. And let's see. We wanted to let you know that the Spanish Market tour of the Mesa Prieta petroglyphs is happening on Tuesday and Thursday of next week at 9 o'clock at the Wells Petroglyph Reserve. You can find out more information by going to mesaprietapetroglyphs.org. You can also call 505-852-1351. And you have to make reservations in advance, either online or by phone, and there is a charge to go on this tour.
The Santa Fe Opera has these backstage tours, which are really cool. You get a back behind the scenes look at the costume shop, the prop shop, etc. You get to see if there's a ghost up there and all that stuff. 9 o'clock Monday through Fridays through the end of August. You got to pay to get in. little cheaper for seniors, and no charges for ages 22 and under, according to this note. That must be some sort of a push to get younger people up there. Check out SantaFeOpera.org.
Most excellent. And Bless Me Ultima is...
The movie.
Yeah, the movie is playing at the the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Starting today. Actually, this morning at 10 o'clock, and tomorrow, and Sunday, and then Wednesday of next week, and going on and on. So that is such a New Mexican story, and definitely go check it out at the Jean Cocteau.
It was shot here a couple years ago, independent movie. It took them a little while to get it released, but it got a pretty good review from Jennifer Levin in the Paso Tiempo today. So it's really a nice little story, and you can go over there to the Cocteau on Montezuma Street near the rail yard. There's poetry readings at Teatro Paraguas tonight, 7 o'clock. Donations are welcome. They've got three different poets, including Kendall Cook and Marcia de la O. And if you want, you can take what they call a gentle hike up at the Los Alamos Nature Center in Los Alamos. It's a very easy trail, under 2 miles. And the group meets at 8:30 every Friday, which means they're already left without you. That's too bad. I was planning to go. We'll get some exercise this morning, I guess.
Some gentle exercise.
Yeah, so I guess I'll stay home and watch some Three Stooges movies instead. Grab a beer for lunch. Worry about that stuff later.
So the fourth annual Uranium Film Festival is happening, but I'm trying to figure out where this location is.
That's very strange.
Kawaika Center Theater. Oh, in Paraje, New Mexico. Where's Paraje, New Mexico?
I don't know. I'm lucky I can find Cerritos Road.
Well, anyways, on today, if anybody knows where that is and would like to go, there's two films. Tailings, which is a short film about the failed cleanup of a toxic heap of uranium waste and tailings in Blue Water, New Mexico. And then Yellow Fever, which is a very important documentary examining the cost of cheap energy. How cheap is it, anyway? And the potential future of the industry seen through the eyes of a young Navajo woman affected by uranium mining.
Mm.
So it's sponsored by the Laguna Acama Coalition for a Safe Environment, Conservation Voters New Mexico Education Fund, and Multicultural Alliance for a Safe Environment. Very, very important event. And the Uranium Documentary Film Festival has been going on for several years. And we wish them luck, because good stuff they're doing.
So it's the weekend. Maybe tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. You're saying to yourself, gee, I'd like to do something outdoors. You've got options like you can't believe. And even if you don't believe them, I'm going to tell you about them. There's bird walks at the Randall Davie Audubon Center on Upper Canyon Road. 8 o'clock, get up early. They're free, to the best of my knowledge. Top of Canyon Road, easy to find if you're visiting. There's the Civil War in the West Van Tour out in Pecos. It's a two-hour tour of the Battle of Glorieta Pass sites. It's 1:30 p.m. There is an entrance fee. It's very inexpensive. Call for reservations at 505-757-7241. Closer to 10, or the El Rancho de las Golondrinas, is the Lenora Curtin Wetland Preserve. It's a 35-acre nature preserve. It's open from 9 to noon on Saturdays, 1 to 4 on Sundays. You can go over there and really just sit and relax. It's really beautiful. I've been out there. And then there's going to be a Trampas Lake hike in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. It's a strenuous hike, which means I'll probably skip it, with possible off-trail return over steep ridges. It's about 14 miles, so dogs are welcome, though. You can bring your dog. Your dog will probably do better than you. My dog always does better than me. In fact, he'll be filling in for me tomorrow on the show.
That's because you don't have a 15-year-old dachshund with very short legs.
What do you mean? Where did this non sequitur come from?
Because that dog... I walk faster than that dog runs.
Oh, that's because I have a pit bull boxer who's,
Yeah.
He moves very quickly. He's like a big baby.
He runs faster than you walk.
Well, certainly. He runs faster than I run when he's chasing me. He catches me all the time. Well, he's got twice as many legs as me. El Farol is having a 30th birthday bash. Did you know El Farol was only around 30 years? I would have said they were here
thought they'd be 50. Even longer than that, yeah.
So 30 years is, help me out with that. Is that 1980s they opened?
Uh-huh. That would be 1985.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's interesting. Tone Forest is going to be celebrating at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday for that 30th anniversary. That's cool. And you can check out the JDs at Turquoise Trail, 9:30 to midnight on Saturday night if you're looking for more music.
Introduction to Stone Carving with Raleigh Grandbois, Master Sculptor, is happening today and tomorrow. There's a fee, but it includes all kinds of materials, including limestone, alabaster, and safety glasses. No, you got to bring your own safety glasses and earplugs and things like that. I don't know if it's too late to sign up now, but if you are interested, you can call 476-1247.
Like a limestone cowboy. Remember that song? That was good.
Yeah.
You sound dubious. What's wrong?
Yeah, that was by Neil Ruby.
Huh. Death of a Salesman is a classic play. What do you know about it?
It's a great play. I saw the rehearsal of it.
And it's at Ironweed's doing it at the Playhouse.
Yep.
Opens tonight for probably a 3-week run, I'm assuming. I think tonight is a special bash. And
that is a great play.
It is a great play.
It's a really great play.
That's the play that made Arthur Miller, even though he'd written other plays before.
Yeah.
And there's a film version people have forgotten about. But Scott Harrison, who's Ironweed Productions, generally does really good work. They're producing it over at the Playhouse. Check it out. 988-4262 is the phone number for the Playhouse, which is on DeVargas Street.
I actually watched the movie. I watched the play, the rehearsal of this production of the play, and then I actually watched the movie over the weekend.
Which movie?
The 1951.
How's that hold up?
You know, medium, but it's such a great play that I just wanted to experience the whole thing again.
Cool. The Santa Fe Desert Chorale is doing a serenade to music, which makes sense to me, Thursday at the Church of the Holy Faith over on Palace Avenue downtown. It's 8 o'clock. You got to pay to get in. We don't mention prices on KSFR unless we're asking you to give us donations, which, by the way, if you'd like to send me $10, please do. Got to pay off my bookie here. The Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, meanwhile, is having a concert at St. Francis Auditorium on Thursday. Did I say the Santa Fe Desert Chorale is Thursday night, not Friday. Next week it's Thursday. But going back to chamber music, that's also Thursday night with Kirill Gerstein playing the piano recital at noon. And then they have a show later that night, 6 o'clock. There's a story in Paso Tiempo about this in case I'm messing it all up, which I tend to do. And what else? The Santa Fe Performing Arts Summer Youth Performances at the Armory for the Arts are taking place starting this weekend. Grease is being performed there. And then they're also doing Your Good Man Charlie Brown with the kids. Grease is the teens. Aww. And people still love Grease. They love that movie. Teenagers today love that movie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it still resonates.
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
And both of whom were too old for their parts, but who cares, right? As was Stocker Channing. And
as is almost anybody in any teen movie ever.
I know, because they're always like Steve McQueen in The Blob. Remember that one?
No.
He was like 30 years old and he was playing a teenager and The Blob was coming after him. But he survived it and showed up in The Magnificent Seven.
Then there's always Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which was a great movie.
I know. Remember
Sean Penn.
And we were teenagers then, weren't we?
I don't know. I cruised history.
I bet you cruised.
It's Sean Penn line, not me. Writing as Medicine, Affordable Summer Writing Workshops. It's a series of several writing workshops with different instructors, and very inexpensive, and scholarships are available. If you would like more information, how on earth do you find it? Oh, you go to nmliteraryarts.org. You can also write to nmliteraryarts@gmail.com.
All right, good. Are we done yet?
No, it's 8:51.
I thought I'd spend 140 seconds trying to pitch to you my newest concoction.
I want to hear about your newest concoction.
Do I have 2 minutes and 20 seconds?
You do. Go ahead.
All right, well, I've got a plan to make the perfect donut.
Moving right along.
Uh-oh.
Unconscious bias, where it comes from and what you can do about it. We talked about that yesterday on the Radio Cafe, Tuesday, July 21st at 7:30 at the James A. Little Theater. You have to pay to go. It's sponsored by the Women's International Study Center. But Dr. Jennifer Raymond, who is a professor of neurobiology, is talking about all the biases and prejudices that we carry around in our head and are unaware of.
But
what's that little smirk on your face?
Well, I thought I had 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I didn't realize I had less than 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
All right. There's also, get this, Paul Sader is going to be talking about writing about Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett, two of the most infamous or famous New Mexican historical figures, who seem to still draw people's attention, by the way. He's going to be doing that as part of the Brain Power and Brown Bags lecture series, which is a terrific series in the Fray Angelico Chavez History Library on Washington Avenue. It's at noon. You bring your own lunch, basically, or you don't bring lunch at all. I think there's like less than 50 seats, so you should get there early. Call 476-5090, if you so please. I heard about Gimme Shelter, the Trainers Rally for Rescues. What do you know about that?
That's what we talked about the first segment of this show today.
Before I got here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, I'm driving over on my way in. Somebody tried to steal my CD player and radio out of my Jeep, so they tore it out, so I can't listen.
You're kidding.
No, my Jeep's wide open. The door's coming off. I always thought if you had an open-air vehicle, nobody would steal anything from you because there's nothing in there. I got a reporter's notebook and a flashlight and like 80 cents in case I get on a meter. And the person left all that stuff alone and tried to steal my CD radio and broke
man.
It.
I'm so sorry.
So I couldn't hear it. So tell me, let's reiterate and regurgitate for those people that weren't listening.
I think it's starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow, 10 to 3. The Gimme Shelter, you read the exact, what is it called?
Well, it's a competition at the rodeo grounds, which is a cool place.
And I know, but what was the title of it? Horses.
Trainers Rally for Rescues.
Trainers Rally. It's all these rescued horses. Uh-huh. Who have been trained for 100 days by trainers who have done just wonderful things with
and
them.
And they're trying to adopt them. I mean, they're trying to get them adopted.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like an animal shelter.
Right. So it's 10 to 3 on the rodeo grounds. There's no charge. How can you not? Bring your kids. You're going to love it. It's a Q&A with local horse trainers and perhaps with some of the local horses, if any of them turn out to be Mr. Ed. Or Francis the Talking Mule. He talked to him. Remember him?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
You don't remember Mr. Ed? He's more famous because of the song Francis the Talking Mule. Nobody remembers, probably because he's a mule.
But yeah, horses are much more elegant than mules.
So between us, if one of us was a horse and one of us was a mule, dare I ask?
I'd be the mule.
Really?
I don't know.
That's straight from the horse's mouth, kids.
August 15th at the Santa Fe Community College, KSFR is having our fantastic flea market.
Oh, boy.
If you would like to rent a space for a low, low price, you can be part of this flea market and clear out all the unneeded things in your house and sell them and help raise money for KSFR and for yourself because you keep everything that you sell.
Yeah, try to get rid of the fleas, too.
428-1527.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to tell you something about the Forked Lightning Ranch House Tour. It's out in Pecos. Greer Garson, the movie actress from MGM, used to live there with her husband, Buddy Fogelson. Now they've opened it up to like weekend tours if you want to go out there, 1:30 p.m. Every Sunday. There's an entrance fee that's pretty inexpensive, ditto the tour. So you call for reservations. It's open daily, 757-7241. If you ever wanted to go out to the Fogelson Visiting Center and see the Lightning Ranch House, Pecos is what, 30 minutes maximum on the highway? Pecos from here, 30 minutes, half hour?
Yeah, 20 minutes,
so
20, 30.
Go out there. If you like either old movie stars or you just always wanted to see Greer Garson's home, I think that's a fun Sunday afternoon event that gets you out of town a little bit.
At Collected Works Bookstore, tonight, Nicole White is going to be talking about a book called
Nicole White.
Upgradeology. Upgrade your food, upgrade your life, an exploration into health and self-esteem. There's a free mini workshop and book signing. It's at 5:30 today. Then on Sunday, the 19th of July at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe, Valerie Espinosa will talk about the Public Regulation Commission with moderator Bill Dupuy. Also on Sunday at 3 o'clock, Ansel Elkins, winner of the Yale Younger Poets Prize, the oldest literary award presented in the United States, will talk about his book, Blue Yodel. And on Wednesday, the 22nd of July at 6 o'clock, Jill Talbot, we'll talk about The Way We Weren't.
I was just about to mention that. I was going to sing the song from the movie, except I think I got it wrong.
It's a memoir about a failed relationship, single motherhood, and finding your own path. And finally, on Thursday, Kyle Dickman will talk about his book, On the Burning Edge, a story of the tragic Yarnell Hill 2013 fire and the men and women there who lost their lives. And I think I'm going to have him on the air next week.
Cool.
Yeah, to talk about that. And by the way, the KSFR Silent Fun Drive is going on right now. And
we can't hear it.
Well, that's right, because what you would have to hear is the clicking of keys where you go to KSFR.org and make a pledge to KSFR. And if we have enough pledges by the beginning of next week, we're not going to do a fun drive next week. But if we don't have enough pledges, then yes, we are going to do a fun drive next week.
And that means I'm on the air every single day. And if you're trying to stop that...
I would love to have you on the air every single day.
I'd love to come on the air. I'm always on the air when I'm around you. I'm on cloud nine, as a matter of fact.
Look at you. You're so blushingly cute.
Well, after all, I am kind of incoincidental.
What?
You know, incoincidental. You know what that word means.
It's not a word until now.
It's like when something like, you know, that's incoincidental. You're talking to somebody and you're like, ah, never mind, that's incoincidental.
That's irrelevant?
No, incoincidental. It means it's not consequential.
Inconsequential?
That's the word.
Hey, did we mention that Eddie Dominguez is doing a free gallery talk? Or free, let's see, today at 5:30, he's Roswell Ceramist. And he will be talking about his work and share, and it's showing in the exhibition Colors of the Southwest.
Huh. There's a new movie about Sherlock Holmes called Mr. Holmes over at the Regal de Vargas.
I love Sherlock Holmes.
Well, now it's like set in the World War II years, and he's old, and he's got all these problems, including his final case. And according to Jonathan Richards, it's a pretty good movie, and it's running at the Vargas. I think that's the one that got caught up in a lawsuit. Coming up, in fact, happening right now as we speak, is a Woody Allen retrospective at Violet Crown.
Oh, right. I heard about that.
Okay, runs through August 1st. Well, I got to get out of here.
All right. Well, it's just about time to go, but I want to thank you so much, Robert Knott, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Do you want me back on next week?
We can have you on whenever you would like to come.
But I'm supposed to be on Friday anyway.
Well, okay. We'll see you whenever you whenever you next come is when we will see you. Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us all the time, speaking of the arts, and he is gloating right now because he got me flustered. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org and podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services and to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to send a listing, send it as close to the Friday that you want it read as possible. I always get way more listings than I can read. And don't send any attachments because
never.
I won't open them.
They just don't open.
In general, don't send attachments. Hasta la vista. Have a wonderful weekend.
Well,
have a wonderful
you.
Day.
Me?
Cloudy and high in the 80s.
Oh, I'm high already.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, Mary Charlotte.
Ciao.